The great Scott in Alston appears one step closer to resurrection. The beloved local rock club announced in May that it would be closing permanently because of the pandemic. But longtime concert booker Carl Lavin started a crowdfunding campaign to save it in a new space. And so now it looks like Lavin's on the edge of a deal to move the venue to the site of Regina Pizzeria in Alston, which also closed because of the coronavirus. And Carl Lavin joins us now. Carl, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me back. I continue to be excited every time it happens.
Well, it's fun to have you, especially under the circumstances, Carl. We did this segment a couple of weeks ago. You were one of the people that we spoke with about the impact of the pandemic on the music scene in Boston. You were hopeful then about this possibility of moving Great Scott to the Alston Depot where Regina's used to be, but I hear you have now signed a letter of intent with the landlord. Is that right?
That is a fact, and yeah, it's such an encouraging step. It reinforces some of the things that we talked about before about just what it can be like when an initiative like this meets up with a landlord and ownership group that shares. Shares and recognizes the importance of live music in Boston and things along those lines. So the fact that we're even at this step is just it's in some ways mind-boggling, but in most ways just super encouraging and reassuring. And I'm very excited about where we're going.
I hear your excitement, and I know this is a step forward. It is a step, right? A letter of intent isn't a lease yet, and I think you've got to raise some more money to get to that point where you can sign the lease. How much more do you need to raise?
Well, so we definitely need to raise more money, through the investment campaign, through the amazing people at MainVest. It's not so much that we need, X amount more dollars. It's just what I'm hoping to attract through additional investment is now that we've crossed the threshold of the acquisition cost now. It's great, Regina, as great as it was, wasn't exactly laid out like a perfect rock and roll club. So there's going to be a lot of renovations and build outs and things along those lines. So what we're trying to do,
Carl, tell us specifically about that. Yeah, tell us specifically about those. What does it take to turn a pizza restaurant into the concert venue you envision for Great Scott?
So Regina had an amazing bar. It was really big. And it's wrapped around, and I'm sure hundreds, if not definitely hundreds, thousands, if not tens of thousands of people have enjoyed slices of pizza and things at it. But no matter where we want to put the stage in the space, that bar is right in the way. There's just no way around it. So we're going to have to move some things around as far as that goes, relocate the bar, adjust the direction of the tap lines, adjust some things to make sure that, the space, which is amazing, of course, but, there are some acoustic challenges that are going to need to be addressed in order to make sure that, that we're giving, given the fans and the bands that play there the same level of, otherworldly expertise and perfection that Great Scott has always provided as far as the sound for both the fans and the artists that perform.
So for the fans and the bands, as you just said, who are listening and interested, what is your timeline for reopening? Obviously we have to keep in mind the phases of the pandemic as well in phase four for bars, but you will be serving pizza there. So what's the timeline?
Right. Yeah. So our great, and I'm really excited to be partnering up and teaming up with Rock City Pizza out of Alston. Shout out to Rock City. They're open right now if you want to go get some slices or some pizzas and some subs. That part of it, it's a little bit more turnkey because the kitchen is in place. It's all got the same, hookups for pizza and everything like that. So their end of things will be able to open before before what we need to do, regardless of which phase we're in or not. I know that it's going to take a while to do a lot of the, the construction and the reconfiguration on our end of things. But, it's our hope that, that the pizza side of things will be able to just be up and running as soon as we can hook some ovens up and get it going. So like once the lease is signed, it'll be a lot easier to do the pizza side of things before we can actually get started.
So Carl,
on the rock show stuff.
With that in mind, with the rock show stuff in mind, just the poster headline of the first dream show you have in mind when there's music at Great Scott. What's that headline?
Well, so Speedy Ortiz has been so important, not only as a band, but collectively as a band throughout their ascent, but also as patrons and also as supporters of the music scene. It's hard to pick a different band to try and have play on the first one. So if that could be how it goes, it would be as awesome as it can get.
Excellent. That's Carl Lavin, longtime booker and possible future owner of Great Scott. Carl, thanks.
Thank you.
And we are going out today with the Speedy Ortiz song, It's No Below, performed live at Great Scott in 2013. That's our show for today. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. Yeah.